The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Joanna LaForgia from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting content from the December 2024 copy of Southern Living magazine. This week, we will hear about Southern Living's Southerners of the Year. And then we'll hear a bit from the Grumpy Gardener. All right, we ready? The cover of this issue has a coffee-colored background and a Christmas tree that's blurred in the background as well. It's a fir tree. It appears to be some evergreen with some golden lights on it. And in the foreground is a table covered with a golden linen tablecloth and a glass pedestal cake, which is either reflecting the gold or it's gold itself. And it has a high cake, looks to be a three-layer cake up top of that pedestal. And it's frosted with white frosting, and it has some white poinsettias on the top. And at the bottom of the pedestal, strewn on the table, are a couple of artificial pine branches with pine cones. To the right-hand side, as we're looking at it, of the cake pedestal are two champagne glasses filled with an apricot-colored liquid. And the print from top to bottom reads, Christmas Double Issue, Southern Living. Holiday Spirit, the Southern Way to Celebrate All Season Long. And along the bottom of the cover, the power of poinsettias, show-stopping cookie recipes, decorating ideas for every room, plus Southerners of the Year. And that, listeners, is where we will begin. Reading from the beginning of this article, and incidentally, listeners, there are six of these people, all right? Southern Living Southerners of the Year 2024 Changemakers Southerners of the Year Extraordinary folks from across our region who are determined to make a difference by Rebecca Angel Bear and Megan Overdeep. And this begins with a full-page photo of the first Southerner of the Year. And he is sitting atop a light-colored horse. The horse's head and tail are off the page on either side. And the man is wearing a denim shirt and denim slacks and a cream-colored cowboy hat and a very big smile. And the caption of this photo is, Taking the Reins, Jared Howard II, opened an equestrian center in Fort Worth that offers horsemanship classes. And so we begin. Preserving Black Culture, Jared Howard II. And he's at 2R Equine, and that is the number 2, the capital R, and then EQUINE, and they're in Fort Worth, Texas. Jared Howard II isn't from the country. He was 13 years old the first time he rode a horse, but that experience sparked an immense passion in him. Prior to opening 2R Equine, an equestrian center in Fort Worth, Howard spent years as a sponge, soaking up whatever he could learn about horseback riding from local elders. Now, with 6 horses of his own, and one on the way, another on the way, plus chickens, cats, cows, and more, he's a black cowboy through and through. As a businessman, Howard is just as happy shoveling manure and wrangling steers as he is speaking at a seminar. He is also a role model, proudly introducing black children to a world many didn't know existed. at 2R Equine. He teaches youth horsemanship classes, hosts events and parties, and gives lessons. But sometimes, all it takes is riding a horse through downtown Fort Worth to make an impact. There's a community of us, Howard says. A lot of times we go unnoticed. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to change that. Through 2R Equine, he has been able to expand others' perspectives. People have the misconception that black cowboys are new. That's false. They were some of the original cowboys, he explains. The narrative of the cowboy is blonde hair and blue eyes. There is nothing wrong with that. But it makes it seem like a black cowboy is foreign when it's really the opposite. And that was by Megan Overdeep. And our next Southerner of the Year is Tracy Rankin, R-A-N-K-I-N. And this begins with a quarter of a page photo of it's taking place in a hospital. The background wall is a blue to teal to green to lime green. And upon the wall it says, Muse Sean Jenkins. That's actually, that Muse is M-U-S-C. And it's an acronym that we will explain later in the article. Oh, right here, Medical University of South Carolina. That's what it's an acronym for. MUSC Sean Jenkins Children's Hospital is what it says on the wall. And there are some filing cabinets in the background. And in the foreground is Tracy Rankin, our Southerner of the Year. She's wearing denim slacks and a tailored white shirt. And she is standing beside and has her hand on a cart full of books and stuffed animals, toys for young children. And that cart is on wheels. The caption of the photograph is Special Delivery. Tracy Rankin works with the nonprofit Happy Wheels to bring books and toys to children's hospitals in South Carolina. Spreading smiles in children's hospitals. Tracy Rankin, Happy Wheels, Columbia, South Carolina. And their website is happywheelsinc.org. That's HappyWheelsInc.org. Tracy Rankin first learned about Happy Wheels in the way that we hear about most things these days, social media. A friend posted about volunteering, and she wanted to know more. At the time, Happy Wheels was a small-scale project in one hospital in Charleston where a decorated surgical cart delivered toys, books, and games to sick children, giving them a moment of joy during an otherwise scary and uncertain time. In 2009, Rankin took a day away from her family's vacation in Pawleys Island and drove into the city to see what it was all about. After I saw the cart, I was like, oh my goodness, we need to do this in Columbia, she says. After returning home, she headed to her local children's hospital. I just walked through the front doors and said, I don't know who I need to talk to, but this is an idea. I would like to see if we can take steps to create this program here. By the time I walked out, we had a start date, she recalls. Despite admitting that she had zero experience in this realm, Rankin was able to open Happy Wheels in Columbia, and in 3 years, she turned it into a certified nonprofit and took on the full-time job of being the organization's executive director. Happy Wheels now visits patients in South Carolina's children's hospitals once a week. Rankin says, I believe it was a God thing. And that is by Rebecca Angel Bayer. And our next Southerner of the Year is Deidra Green. D-E-I-D-R-A. And we have a full-page photo of Ms. Green sitting in what appears to be a church. In the background is an arch of arch stained glass window with a cross, kind of an abstract cross, and other rays coming from the cross in it. And there are also two stained glass panels in the background, just beneath that stained glass window. One panel says Redeemer, and the other has the word Healer on it. And in the foreground sits Ms. Green, and the caption of the photo is, On a Mission. Through Virtue Inc., Deidra Green raises awareness and money for women battling breast cancer. I wanted to inspire women to take charge of their health, it says on the bottom. And our article begins, Saving Lives Through Education. Deidra Green, Virtue Inc., Birmingham, Alabama. And you can access their social media at facebook.com/ Virtue Incorporated. Virtue is V-I-R-T-U-E, and then the word incorporated, all one word. Deidra Green always knew she was meant to help people, which is why she became a nurse. But when she married a pastor and stepped into ministry in Birmingham, she found her true calling. Combining her medical background and her desire to serve the community, Green launched her nonprofit, Virtue Inc., in 2005. I wanted to inspire women to take charge of their health, she says. Shortly after launching Virtue, Green's mission became crystal clear in the wake of a tragedy. Her friend Robin was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of breast cancer. A young wife and mother, Robin was only in her 30s at the time. In 2005, in the African American community, you would get that diagnosis of breast cancer, and it was like, hey, you're going to die, Green says, noting that lack of information, little funding for screenings and treatments, and the fear of the unknown keeps many women, like Robin, from receiving life-saving treatment. Just before Robin's death, Green promised her friend that she, quote, would always have a voice in raising awareness about the importance of knowing your numbers and your family history and seeing your doctor, end quote. Through creative programming, she promotes the basics of preventive care and early detection. Fundraising efforts help the underinsured afford mammograms and child care during treatment if needed. The organization also contributes on a national scale to support research. Until there is a cure, Green has no plans of stopping. And that was by Rebecca Angel Bayer. And next we have Emily Hirtle, H-I-R-T-L-E. And this also begins with about a quarter page photo. And it takes place in a green field with a background of green trees, lush green trees. And in the foreground sits our Southerner of the Year, Emily Hirtle. And she's wearing a red zipped fleece jacket and some denim slacks. She is holding a King Charles Spaniel dog in her right hand. And her left hand is on the back of a sitting German Shepherd. Actually, he's lying down, German Shepherd. And also in her, just kind of in her lap, she's kneeling in this photo, is another dog that I think is a King Charles. And beside that dog, to Ms. Hurdle's right, is another really cute little King Charles, smaller one, sitting in the grass. Giving Pets a Better Chance, Emily Hertel, Best Friends Animal Society, Central Mississippi, bestfriends.org. When Emily Hertel says there's nothing that she wouldn't do to save an animal, it's not hyperbole. Hertel has shown up at a rural shelter with pie and a smile, quote-unquote, and asked how she could help. She's had a difficult conversation with someone who was considering surrendering their pet. And she's driven 16 hours in a day to find a home for a dog or cat. A senior specialist for Best Friends Animal Society, Hertel works with underserved and overpopulated humane societies in central Mississippi, with the focus on sprawling Rankin County. She does whatever it takes to assist area shelters in reaching no-kill status, which is defined as 90% save rate, a 90% save rate. Nearly 1,700 animals have left shelters alive since May 2023, thanks to her efforts. And those efforts include providing education, medical assistance, and social media support. But her passion doesn't end there. In fact, she has taken more than 100 medically complex foster pets into the home she shares with her 10 dogs and 2 cats. It's a zoo, she says cheerfully. Hertel, who has been doing this work in some capacity since she was 12 years old, admits that being on the front lines of animal welfare, quote-unquote, in the Deep South can be emotionally taxing. But she also insists that her job is the best one in the world and says, there is nothing else I would rather be doing. And that was written by Megan Overdeep. Next, we have Richard Casper, C-A-S-P as in Peter, E-R. And this article begins with a full-page article. And again, it has the Southern Living emblem and says Southerners of the Year 2024 to remind us. And it's a full-page photograph. Excuse me. It begins with a full-page photograph. And in the background of the photograph is a painted guitar. It's painted with an ocean motif, green water and white sand above. And in the foreground is our Southerner of the Year, Richard Casper, and he is painting another guitar that's lying down on the desk before him. And also before him are some paints, tubes of paint, and other implements that if you're painters would be familiar with. I'm not too. And there's another guitar that's bleeding off the right edge of this photo. And Mr. Casper is wearing a purple shirt with white, some kind of dots on them or a little design. And also a smile. And the caption says, "The art that saved me." Helping veterans find their voices, Richard Casper. Creativets, and that is spelled C-R-E-A-T-I, V as in veteran, E-T-S. Creativets, one word, Nashville, Tennessee, and our website is creativets.org. Richard Casper enlisted in the Marine Corps after 9/11. When he returned from his deployment in Iraq in 2007, he had a traumatic brain injury, anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress. He felt disconnected from those around him. That is, until he enrolled in art classes. He drew a sketch of his friend Luke, who had died in combat right beside him. When Casper reluctantly shared his work with the class, He was amazed by what happened. "For a second, I felt connected to them," he says. "Veterans, we don't tell our stories because we don't think people will understand us. I felt like they understood me with one color." This opened Casper's eyes to other means of artistic expression, such as creative writing and songwriting. He eventually graduated from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. Next, he turned to a Nashville-based songwriter. In just an hour and a half, the musician helped him share something that he had struggled to talk about for years. Casper knew instantly that he had to bring more veterans to Nashville, so he founded Creative Vets as a nonprofit in 2013. Participants can choose between art and songwriting programs. The latter is held backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, where veterans are paired with established industry voices, such as Granger Smith, Craig Morgan, and Craig Campbell. And each song is recorded. A few of these tunes are released each year, and the veterans receive royalties. Beyond the feeling of accomplishment, Casper says many participants go on to seek further treatment or open up to loved ones in ways they hadn't before. And that was by Rebecca Angel Bear. And finally, our Southerner of the Year is Mike Toberer and the Mules. Providing disaster aid. Mike Toberer and the Mules. Mountain Mule Packers. Mount Ulla, ULLA, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Mount Ulla, North Carolina. And their website is mountainmulepackers.com. When hundreds of roads were left impassable due to the damage and flood debris from Hurricane Helene, an old-fashioned mode of transportation helped deliver much-needed supplies to stranded North Carolina residents. In the immediate aftermath of the storm, Mike Toberer, owner of Mount Ulla-based Mountain Mule Packers, rallied his beloved team of pack mules to carry things to areas that were not accessible by vehicle. And listeners, excuse me while I describe the photo. I neglected to do that earlier. It's a small photo of a pack mule who's got a pack on it, on his back covered with white, and the man standing beside him with his hand between the pack mule's ears at the top of his head is our Southerner of the Year, Mike Toberer. He's wearing denim slacks, brown belt, and a red and blue checkered shirt, tailored shirt, and a white cowboy hat. And he has a handlebar mustache and beard, and he's smiling. And the caption of that photo is Hurricane Hero. Toberer and his mules traveled to inaccessible areas of North Carolina to deliver supplies after Helene hit the region. And now back to our story, listeners. While traditional aid groups struggled to reach hard-hit communities like Black Mountain, Swannanoa, and Laurel Ridge, his team of four-legged athletes was uniquely suited to help. They call them beasts of burden. We call them our beloved mules, his wife Michelle wrote on Facebook. These animals are capable and willing to work in many conditions most won't. They are not stubborn. They are wise and require respect. Each of Toberer's mules is capable of carrying about 200 pounds. Together, they navigated the thick brush, downed trees, and other hazards to get food, water, diapers, and life-saving necessities like insulin to the western part of the state's hard-to-reach mountainous areas. Along the way, they saw care and community in some of the most devastating circumstances imaginable. If you keep hearing about these Appalachian people being some of the strongest, kindest people, believe it, Michelle wrote. We are witnessing it in these hollers daily. No one wants to take too much of the supplies brought to them or hoard resources. They want to make sure their neighbors have plenty as well. Amongst the devastation, there is beauty that shines brightly, and it is the people of this country. And that is by Megan Overdeep. And that's it for our Southerners of the Year. We'll now go on to the Grumpy Gardener in the couple of minutes we have left. This begins with a little cartoon about a quarter of the page of two tall Christmas trees. And there are about four Christmas trees in the background on either side. And there are two men with chainsaws approaching the Christmas trees and Santa Claus hats upon their heads. And one Christmas tree has a sign attached to its trunk, and it says, "I'm flawed. Pick that one." And the caption of the cartoon is, "After many years, Seymour the Spruce's basic writing course finally paid off." And that, listeners, is all the time we have for today's episode of Southern Living. So we will get to Dear Grumpy next week. We hope you've enjoyed being with us, and we hope that you'll listen next time. I'm Joanna LaForgia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, we'd love to hear from you. Please call us at 919-832-5138. Once more, that number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening, and so long until next time.